Ireland's Conor McGregor voices public support for locals protesting mass migration. By Peter Cattle on December 18, 2022. Conor McGregor has voiced his support for Dublin locals who are currently protesting mass migration policies. In what appears to be his latest move backing Ireland's burgeoning populist movement, world-famous UFC fighter Conor McGregor publicly voiced his support for many of those protesting the country's open borders migration policy on Saturday. The mixed martial artist known as the Notorious has frequently backed talking points of the dissident right in Ireland in the recent past, previously suggesting that the island nation should consider leaving the EU and describing forced coronavirus vaccination as a war crime. According to a report by Gripped Media, he continued to follow this trend over the weekend, telling his 9.7 million followers that he backs a grassroots protest against the Irish government's open borders immigration agenda. Taking place in the East Wall part of the Irish capital of Dublin, the protests erupted after the government bussed in an unknown number of mostly male migrants and put them in a former office block. Demonstrations have been ongoing in the area since the arrival of migrants in mid-November, with marchers now regularly blocking major roadways in Dublin in the hopes of forcing a government U-turn. Responding to a question asking him what he would do about the protests in East Wall should he be put in a position of power, McGregor emphasized that although he does not want to become a politician, he nevertheless backs those involved in the demonstration. "I stand with the people of East Wall," he said in a tweet that has since been deleted, as is his custom. While McGregor says he does not want to move from being a fighter to a politician, he appears to be slowly making a habit of making public statements in support of populist politics in Ireland. For example, the mixed martial artist has previously backed calls to see Ireland leave the European Union and taken particular aim at the bloc's overly zealous COVID vaccination regime. Calling forced vaccination a war crime, McGregor has repeatedly criticized Ireland's elite for always bowing to the desires of Brussels. "Economic partnership should not mean political surrender," he remarked. "Stockholm syndrome comes to mind. We do not have leaders in Ireland, we have messengers. Subordinates," he said in a separate post. "The tracks of this gravy train will soon be realigned and sent to its rightful destination of an Irish red brick wall. It is time to talk Ireland leaving the European Union," McGregor added. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, at Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.